Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Shit, goddamn, get off your ass and jam.
pass away out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway with a groove I only got.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Are you comfortable where you at? Are you living in luxury? I'm in Las Vegas, and it's windy outside. The sun is out shining, so it's a beautiful day. But the wind is blowing about 20 miles an hour, and it's really chilly out here. So I'm outside getting ready to move into my office, but I can't get in the door. My office is locked right now, and I don't have the key. So I'm waiting on the janitors to come unlock the door and let me in. So I'm outside freezing in this windy weather. So it's about 55 degrees out here, and the wind is blowing about 20 miles an hour. So that adds another 10 degrees to the temperature. But I'm in Las Vegas. I'm in the entertainment capital of the world, and I'm so glad I'm here, because this is the place to be, even though it's kind of chilly out here. And I feel sorry for anybody that's homeless, because it's getting cold in Vegas. Oh, my God. So I'm sitting out here waiting on somebody to come let me in my office, so I can get in where it's nice and warm inside. But the sun is shining outside, so the sun is bright, but the wind is making it cold weather out here in Las Vegas. So I'm outside with the chills going on. I'm surprised my teeth aren't chattering, because it's getting cold. It's like 50 degrees. And the wind is going to take it down to a minus 40 degrees. Well, actually, not minus 40 degrees. It'll just take it from 50 to 40 degrees. So it's chilly. Yes, the sun is shining and it's beautiful out here, but it's windy. And the wind is blowing really, really tough right now. 20 miles an hour. So, I want to let everybody know that Las Vegas is the place to be, and I'm so glad I'm here. But I'm cold right now. I'm chilly. So anyway, DJ Papa G, play a song while I get myself into my location, if you can. Can you play a couple of songs for the listening audience? And I'll tell them a story once I get situated. All right? Do that for me, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a story of a famous dog. But the dog that chases his tail will be busy. He's a clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog, nasty dog.
Atomic dog.
we looked up and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Thank you.
fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. Ask me with that nonsense. What's up, baby? You want some dick? Cocaine. And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back. I don't know what them girls are talking about. And I said, oh, my God. And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI? And I can make you holler all day and all night. And I said, but they got dresses on. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend? And I was like, what? Come holler at me, because I can put it down, baby. I can make it work. I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit. All day long. And I like cocaine. But crack. G Money says, come see G Money, and I can make you happy. I was going to junior college, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. I guess I got kind of drunk. I was feeling really good. So I would drive up and down Hollywood looking for prostitutes. I must have been kind of drunk. I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving. Plus the fact that I hadn't been asleep in 2 days, and I thought to myself, I need to be home in my bed sleeping.
Oh, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I finally got inside. It was freezing out there, and I was so cold, I couldn't catch my breath. I was freezing. But now I'm in a warm location, so I got a few minutes left in my radio show. And I want to tell you a story. When I was in high school, we had nicknames for some of the guys in my classroom. We had one guy we called the puppet because he looked like he had a puppet, like his mouth was made of wood. And he had lines down the side of his mouth, like his mouth was made of wood. And we called him the puppet. And we had another guy that we called Andre. Andre the Giant. Because he was about 6'4", and he weighed about 280 pounds. And he was a football player on the football team. But we called him Andre the Giant because he was big. And then we had another dude that we called Silk. Because his face was so smooth, he looked like a little boy. Even though he was 18 or 19 years old, but he looked like a little boy because he didn't have no marks on his face. He had no acne. He looked like his face was smooth as a baby's behind. So we called him Silk. And then we had another dude that we called Clubfoot. He had broken his leg about 3 or 4 times, and his foot was crooked. So every time he walked around, he walked with a limp on his foot, on his leg. He was always limping. So we called him Clubfoot because his foot was crooked. So we called him Clubfoot. And we had another guy that we called the Frogman. And he just looked like a frog. He had big glasses on, and he was dark like a frog. And believe it or not, his name was Timothy Cole, and he went to school, and he was real smart, and he was in our science class, and the boys in the class decided they were going to dissect him like he was a real frog, and they chased him around the classroom, and he ran out the door and ran down the hall and was running away from everybody while they were chasing him in science class. Because they said, "You're the frog man, and we're going to pierce you like we do a frog." Because, you know, you stick a pin in the neck of a frog, and then you pin his feet and his legs to a board so that he's stuck there so you can dissect him and cut him open and watch his heartbeat. Yep, that's what you do in biology. And so we were going to do that to Timmy because we called him the frog man. Yeah, that was back in the day when I was in high school. We had nicknames for almost everybody in my class. So I just wanted to tell you that quick story while I was thinking about it. Well, I'm right, and I'm in my warm area, but I got some business to take care of. So I'm going to bow out to handle this business, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, DJ Papa D, play a song, and then I'll come back and wish everybody a farewell and a happy new year and a happy day and all that good stuff. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Yes. If you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions that you have. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Well, all right, Las Vegas, that's the promotion for my comedy album. So make sure you get your checkbooks ready and your credit cards ready and order the comedy album right now. All right, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, And I want to thank everybody for listening to the radio show. I'm sorry I couldn't talk all day long because I was freezing. So now I'm a little warm, but we're out of time. So I want to ask everybody to tune in to the show on Thursday and on Friday this week from 3 to 4 o'clock so that you can listen to some quality radio show, and we'll have some good entertainment for you on those days. So, like I said, I want to thank DJ Papa G for keeping the music playing and giving you guys some good songs to listen to. And as he kept the show moving while I was waiting to get ready. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the radio show tonight. Tell your friends, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, everybody, that G-Money's on the radio, and they need to listen to the show. So I'll talk to you later. I'm out of here. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor,